Hi, this is Lori Ciccarelli-Stotko, Spiritual Director for Transforming Lives Advocacy. Our Take Five inspiration is focusing on taking five tips to support the lonely in our neighborhoods. These tips are unity, hospitality, compassion, love, and service. We are living in an age of loneliness. Did you know that it is an invisible epidemic affecting 60 million Americans? As a hospital spiritual care chaplain, I see so many patients that are alone, hungry, and hurting. Studies show loneliness increases the risk for early death by 45%. Research also shows that isolation leads to depression and anxiety. Our need to connect is as fundamental as our need for food and water. What is the first thing they do to prisoners of war? They place them in isolation. It breaks down the soul. We were created for relationship, for community. The word community is a compound word, com meaning with, and unity. So the word community means with unity. We are to live in unity. Psalm 133:1. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. The Trinity is a wonderful example of community. God Himself is in community, and we are made in the image of God, so we are to be in community. Romans 15:5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity. Did you know that being in community is actually physically healthy because mind, body, and soul are all integrated? Studies indicate that lack of social connection is a greater detriment to health than obesity, smoking, and high blood pressure. According to research, it is a health risk that can impair cognitive performance, compromise the immune system, and increase risk for vascular, inflammatory, and heart diseases. Political scientist and professor at Harvard University, Dr. Robert Putnam, completed extensive research on community. His research indicates we are made to live in community because we have a relational identity. He says if you join a community right now, it will literally cut the odds of dying in half within just the next year. We were created for relationship. We need each other, encouraging each other, praying with each other, feeding each other. We learn from each other. Communing. Jesus wants us to commune, to share our lives and share our experiences. Hospitality. We are to practice hospitality. Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Practice hospitality. Jesus' ministry was a ministry of hospitality, of relationship, of community. Communion with his Father and communion with his disciples. His ministry was about hospitality, about community outreach. I view Jesus as our first and the greatest example of a social worker. He went out into the communities to serve, displaying love, compassion, and hospitality. He went door to door to visit the poor, the needy, and the lonely. And if we are to follow in his footsteps, we should do what he did. What a wonderful way to introduce Jesus to our communities, by serving, providing hospitality. And as the body of Christ, we can be his hands and feet. Many patients share with me that they believe in God, but they don't go to church. So who is reaching them? So often churches wait for people to come to them, when in fact we need to reach out to our communities like Jesus did. What is the greatest quality Christ is mostly known for? His compassion. What is compassion? We tend to define empathy and compassion synonymously. I know I have. But compassion is an extension of empathy. They go hand in hand. Empathy is walking in another's shoes. It's the ability to experience or understand the feelings of another. Imagining how a person must be feeling in their situation, that's empathy. Now, compassion is taking empathy a step further. It is love in action. It's translating that feeling, empathy, into action, compassion. Compassion is the byproduct or the fruit of empathy. For example, if a friend is sick or in the hospital, we can put ourselves in their shoes because most likely we have experienced a similar situation. When we are sick or in the hospital, we feel helpless. We especially feel helpless attending to our families. So as a compassionate friend, we can translate our empathy into compassionate acts of love by bringing meals over to them or by helping with running errands or grocery shopping. This is demonstrating compassion as love in action. Now, I like to take this concept a step further. In the book Sacred Companions, one of my favorite authors, David Benner, says, "Whenever we encounter another person in need, we encounter Christ. And whatever we offer in response, we offer to Christ." Wow, that's beautiful. It's also biblical. We all know this. Matthew 25, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." We should treat others as we would treat Christ. As God's chosen people, we are to clothe ourselves in compassion and kindness. Colossians 3:12. Serving. We are to serve one another in love. Again, compassion. Galatians 5:13. Jesus did. There are numerous accounts in the gospel where Jesus demonstrated compassion by feeding the multitudes, by healing the sick, the blind, the unclean, by driving out demons, by raising the dead, by teaching, forgiving, and redeeming. Matthew 9:36, when Christ saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. They were helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Love. Everything flows from love. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. John 15:12, love each other as I have loved you. 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Colossians 3:14. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. We are to love one another with compassion and humbleness. 1 Peter 3:8. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are to love our neighbor as ourself. Mark 12:30. We cannot love God and fail to love our brother. We are to love our neighbors. Dr. Leo Biscaglia was known back in the 70s and 80s as Dr. Love or the Hug Doctor. He was also known as the Professor of Love 101. He earned his doctorate in special education. And he said, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Displaying compassion and serving others is not only a blessing to others, but it's also a blessing to us. It will transform our hearts. It can actually turn our lives around too. I once read, many of the world's wisest people have stated that giving to others in life is the source of the greatest contentment and life satisfaction. I love this quote from Gandhi. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. When we serve, it gets us outside of ourselves. It's good for our soul. It aligns our hearts to God's, reflecting Christ. John 13:35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. We are representatives of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We reflect him. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And because mind, body, and soul are all connected, not only is serving good for the soul, it's physically healthy too. Research studies show when we serve, we are less likely to develop hypertension. It also decreases depression and anxiety, as it provides a sense of purpose for us. Studies indicate that those who volunteer live longer than their non-volunteering peers. I oversee the spiritual care program for a hospital. It's a service focused on caring for the human spirit. And as a spiritual care hospital chaplain, I conduct a soul intake on my patients to better understand their needs socially, emotionally, and spiritually. I have found that many, many patients are alone. They don't have community. So I have expanded our in-house program to include the surrounding communities by partnering with local community organizations that have the mission to serve, like faith-based organizations, many churches, and community service clubs like the Lions Club and the Rotary Club. Community volunteers from these organizations assist our patients upon discharge to help with running errands, providing assistance with meals, taking patients grocery shopping, practicing the gift of presence by lending a hand, a listening ear, or offering a prayer. These are all acts of love displaying compassion. This is a wonderful way that you could serve in your own community. You could help turn a life around. And here's another thought to reach out in your community. If you belong to a church that hosts potlucks to fellowship amongst the members, reach out. The next time, bring a neighbor. Neighborhoods are full of hungry, lonely community members. We are living in a time where we have created more time because of our technology. But unfortunately, we have become slaves to technology and have filled that time back up with more technology. This has separated us from community, from relationships with God and with each other. God does not want us to be alone. Remember, he designed us for relationship with unity, community. Matthew 9:37 says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We are to go out into the harvest field, and I believe our harvest field is right here in our own backyards. I wish you and yours peace and abundant blessings in this new year. God bless.